Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love family, I hope you're having a beautiful day, and if you're not, that it'll get better, especially after this 15 power message just for you. Welcome to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is LaShelle Anderson, or you can call me Sister Shelley, Minister LA. Praise God, all of them are great. Our purpose is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about the ministry. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love and praise you and welcome you into this meeting. We plead the blood of Jesus over this message, giving you and you only all of the glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. So have any of you ever heard of the actor Mr. T? Well, he was famous for coining the phrase, "I pity the fool." He was basically exclaiming that anyone who would choose to go into the fighting ring with him was a fool. I don't know which Rocky movie it was on, but he was in one of those. The Bible tells us of what God considers a fool. In Psalms 14:1, it says, "The fool saith in his heart, there is no God." And we know that's a fool. The Bible has a whole chapter in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, that talks about fools. But the scripture I'd like to emphasize for this message is Proverbs 26 and 11. It reads as follows. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. First of all, in the words of Marilyn Hickey, yuck, yuck. Let's break this scripture down. So the fool is the dog, and he's returning to something he has no business returning to. Is that you? That's just for you to be listening to and just for you to answer. In Noah Webster 1828 dictionary, the following words is defined as follows. Defined as the disgusting matter ejected from the stomach. A fool is defined as someone deficient in intellect. Folly is defined as an act of sin which is inconsistent with the dictates of reason. So let's reread the scripture, Proverbs 26:11, with the definitions included. As a dog returneth to his disgusting matter ejected from his stomach, so a fool deficient in intellect returneth to an act of sin which is inconsistent with the dictates of reason. The title of my message today is I Pity the Fool. Why would anyone return to vomit or their past? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because they don't use godly wisdom to handle life, or they lack reasoning skills to make better decisions. Instead, they return to their past, to the vomit, because it's familiar or comfortable. Even if it's dysfunctional, if it's what they are familiar with, they'll accept it as the norm. In 2 Peter 2 and 9, it says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. So basically, God's got your back. He knows you're going to be experiencing things that tempt you and things that make you make wrong decisions. But he's like, I got you. Our Heavenly Father knows and wants to deliver you from returning to your past. That toxic relationship, that painful divorce, the sinful addiction that's killing you spiritually and physically. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. So there's nothing you're going through that God didn't know about, and it's common. God is faithful. Say that with me three times. God is faithful. But God is faithful. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So wait a minute. God knew that there would be temptations, but because he says, I'm faithful to you, my child, I'm not going to let you just stay there. If you want to get out of that temptation, I will make a way of escape, and I'll make it so you can bear it. Oh, glory to God. All right, let's pray real quick. Father, I don't want to go to my past. Help me. Give me your wisdom in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You don't have to pray long prayers. You can keep it simple and end it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how do I not be a fool and fight the temptations? Child of the Most High God, say, yes, I am. You are not a fool. And the opposite of a fool is the wise with respect to the Bible. In Proverbs 4 and 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 8 and 33 says, hear instruction, just like you're getting today, and be wise. And refuse it not. Hear the message that God is trying to say just for you. And refuse it not. Say this after me. I am not a fool. I use godly wisdom in every area of my life. Where I am tempted or fall short, I will renew my mind with the word of God. I am not a fool. I am a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you receive that? Glory to God. So my personal street love experience or story is, when raising my children, I was a single mom, and at one point, the child support stopped abruptly, and I fell on some hard financial, and I didn't turn to God, but I turned to one of those cash advance places to borrow money. I got stuck and dependent on them, and I'd go through a period where I wasn't using them, and then when I'd get hit with something, I'd go back to the cash advance place to get me out of trouble again. But one day, I just decided, wait a minute, I'm paying my tithes. I shouldn't have to keep going back to these cash advance places. No matter what happens, no matter what I'm tempted with, I'm not going back. But the temptation came again when my father passed away. I had some money saved up, but not enough to pay for the whole funeral. Well, I got on my knees and I cried out to the Lord, and he told me not to worry about it. So I kept making the arrangements, not knowing how and how God was going to do it, but I wasn't worried. And then my uncle called and said, did I have enough? Glory to God. Well, God made a way out of escape, and he made it so I could bear it. And guess what? He'll do the same for you. To God, he loves you. He knows we're going to go through stuff in this life. Now, the street love action item for you this week is to renew your mind in the area you're tempted with the word of God. You can look in the Bible. There's a concordance section that says, you know, addiction or finances, relationships, and they'll give you the scriptures that go for that particular situation. If it's business, just, you know, look it up. And if you don't know, put the words in Google and put behind it scripture, and those scriptures that are for that will come up. Glory to God. In conclusion, it's a pitiful position to be in to know your decision-making lines up with what God refers to as a fool. God wants you to stop returning to your past, but to turn to him. You are not a fool. Be wise. Do as it says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, what ways? All your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. That ends this week's message, but we never want to leave this broadcast without giving you a chance to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you like to receive Jesus today? Would you like to stop being a fool? Well, repeat after me. It's really simple. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe you sent your son just for me. I accept him into my heart right now. I believe he died, was buried, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you for taking all of my sins, and I am now saved. Hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? That is just for you. And whoever you are, angels are rejoicing in heaven just for you. And if you would like to receive a free gift from me just for receiving salvation today, send me an email on my contact page at freelunchandprayer.org. Now for our announcements, I'll keep it short. My Street Love 15-minute message is every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my message at any time for free. And I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends and family and let others know that we're here. You can also follow us on social media. We ask you to help us to continue take the Street Love message to a church near you. You can do that in one of three ways. You can invite us to come to your church and offer the free lunch and prayer street outreach. You can donate. just prayerfully consider what you'd like to forward to us. Or if you're looking for a guest speaker at your next event, you can contact or donate at freeluncheonprayer.org. That's all for this week. Let's close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just received a message I pray that no one was offended with and received in their hearts exactly what you have for them. I pray that they'll not just be hearers of your word, Father, but they'll be doers as well. I pray that you bless them and keep them. Make your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. The Lord lift up his countenance and give them his peace. We claim this all and get in agreement all in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all. I look forward to meeting with you each week. Again, you can reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org, or you can listen to any of my messages at blogradio.com/streetlove. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah.